It is good to be here again.
今天很高兴能够继续来到我们的教会。
I think it's been nearly 2 years since Lisa and I were able to be here and worship with you.
大概两年前我们曾经来过这个教会。
It was also good to see Bill and Kimmy and to see their daughter, how much she's grown.
我也很高兴能够看到 Bill 跟他家人看到他们成长得很快。
It's interesting when you come into a church, especially a Chinese church, how small the world really is.
当我们到了一个中国人教会的时候，我们就发现到说这个世界实在很小。
See friends from Dallas.
Yeah, 我们很高兴能够看到我们以前在Dallas, 在德州的朋友。
And when I walked in, I saw your board of all the missionaries that you support.
那我刚进来这个教会的时候，就看到很多你们教会所支持的宣教士。
And many of those people I recognize.
他们中间许多的我都认识的。
Bobby and Michelle were our good friends in Taiwan.
Bobby 跟 Michelle 他们现在在台湾做宣教士，我们认识他们。
And Jeff Waligori and Rose were he was a student with me at Michigan State.
Jeff 跟 Rose 他们今年夏天要回来我们当中他当初跟我在 Michigan State 是做同学的。
And others I've just heard their names like Jack Leibowitz. I heard his name in Hong Kong when I was there at a church.
那 Jack 这个 Leibowitz 他们家现在在香港。那我虽然没跟他们见面，但是我是熟悉他们这个名字的。
So the world really is very, very small.
所以这个世界确实是很小。
Let's start this morning by prayer.
我们现在先开始做一个祷告。
Dear Father, I just thank you and I praise you for Ann Arbor Chinese Christian Church.
慈爱天父，我们今天在这里，我们为安神环教会来感谢你。
And the testimony they are here in this community and at the university.
他们在这边在这个社区跟在学校这边所做的见证。
I pray that you be with us this morning.
我们就求主你今天与我们同在。
And that only your words would be spoken.
我们希望就是经过你的话来跟我们说。
Dear God, just pray that you would just prepare our hearts and our minds to receive what you have for us.
求主帮助我们预备我们的心来领受你的训诲。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
我们如此祷告，奉耶稣名求，阿门。
The young couple took their family and went to a Muslim nation. They went to Indonesia.
有一对夫妇，他们去了印尼，就是为了要向回教徒们传福音。
Their desire was to go there and to reach Muslims with the gospel.
他们很渴望要去那个地方向回教徒传扬神的福音。
They began working at a university and building relationships with students and professors.
他们开始的时候就在校园里面跟大学的教授跟学生们建立关系。
They worked very hard at the university and received promotion after promotion.
他们在那个大学很努力的工作所以慢慢的他们就被学校提拔。
Eventually, the husband was able to become the director of the language program at the university.
慢慢的，这个丈夫在这个学校里面就变成整个语言学系的这个主任。
Throughout this time, the couple built strong relationships with the people around them.
在这段时间里面，他们就尝试的跟不同的人建立很好的关系。
And they were able to share their faith with students and professors.
他们就有机会来开始向这些教授跟学生们来传主的福音。
As people came to faith, they started a Bible study.
当有人开始信主的时候，他们就开始了一个小型的查经班。
As the Bible study grew, they decided to come together to worship and started a church.
那慢慢的人慢慢多起来的时候，他们就决定说他们要成立一个教会，他们就开始一个崇拜的聚会。
And to their surprise, it wasn't Muslims who came to faith as much, but many Buddhists.
但是很奇怪的，他们原来是要向回教徒传福音的，但是来参加他们聚会的是一些佛教徒。
As the church grew and grew, so did its needs.
慢慢的，这个教会在成长的时候，他们的需要也就越来越大了。
And the church planter who began the church, he was very gifted at starting something new.
这对夫妇他们开始了一个新的事工。他们也做得非常的好。
But they realized that they needed a pastor and not a church planter.
但是他们慢慢的理解说他们现在需要的是一个牧师不是一个职堂的而已。
So the pastor met with the leadership at this new church.
所以他们就大家在聚在一起来讨论怎么样成立一个这样的教会。
And they decided to call a pastor, and they ended up sending this couple to do something different.
所以他们就决定说，他们要找请一个牧师来，然后就差遣这一对当初开始是教会的夫妇去另外一个地方。
They decided that this couple should go to Taiwan to work with Buddhists there.
那他们就决定了说，这对夫妇应该去台湾，在那边向佛教徒们传福音。
They never intended to reach Buddhists where they were, but that's what God put in their path, and that's what He drew them to do.
他们原先其实并不是有负担向佛教徒传福音的，但是神给他们这样的机会，他们开始要向佛教徒传福音。
Now they're headed to Taiwan to reach Buddhists with the gospel.
他们就开始神差遣他们去台湾，开始向佛教徒传福音。
Where do you think this couple is from?
你们想这对夫妇到底是从什么地方来的？
Perhaps a large American church.
他们是从美国的一个大教堂出来的吗？
No.
不是。
Maybe Canada or Europe.
或许你想他们是从加拿大或者欧洲出去的吗？
No.
他们也不是。
They're not from America or from the West.
他们也不是从美国出去的，也不是从西方世界出去的。
This couple is from the Philippines.
他们是从菲律宾出去的。
They're part of an ever-increasing number of missionaries coming out of the majority world.
他们是现在越来越多的从第三世界人口最多的那些的国家所差派出来的宣教士。
Right now in missions, God is doing something amazing.
在这个时候，神在宣教这件事上行了一些令人惊奇的事情。
He's using people from around the world to reach others in other parts of the world.
他用全世界的人来向全世界的人传讲神的福音。
Just imagine.
你能够想象得到吗？
A new church in Indonesia sending out a Filipino missionary to reach Buddhists in Taiwan.
在印尼的一对新的一间新的教会差派一对菲律宾的宣教士去台湾向佛教徒传福音。
It is amazing to see what God is doing in our world today.
神的作为实在是奇妙。
He is doing what He said He would do in Matthew 16.
他在做他在马太福音里面所说他所要做的。
Here we read Jesus say, I will build my church.
耶稣在这里说，我要建立我的教会。
Let's take a look at Matthew chapter 16.
让我们来一起看一看马太福音十六章里面这段经文。
We'll look at Matthew 16 verses 13 to 20.
我们来翻开马太福音十六章十三节到二十节。
We'll read verse by verse. It'll be easier for translation.
这个经节都打在上面了哈，那如果你们有圣经也可以看你们圣经。
When Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, Who do you say the Son of Man is?
耶稣到了该撒利亚菲利比的境内，就问门徒说，人说人子是谁？
They replied, Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah.And still others, Jeremiah or one of the prophets.
他们说是施洗约翰，有人说是以利亚，有人说是耶利米，或是先知里的一位。
But what about you? He asked. Who do you say that I am?
但是耶稣问他们说，你们说我是谁？
Simon Peter answered, "You are the Christ, the Son of the Living God."
西门彼得回答说，你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
Jesus replied, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah." For this was not revealed to you by man, but by my Father in heaven.
耶稣对他说，西门，西门巴约拿，你是有福的，因为这不是属血肉指示你的，乃是我在天上的父指示的。
And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it.
我还要告诉你，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过他。
He goes on and he says, I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven.
他又说，我要把天国的钥匙给你。凡你在地上所捆绑的，天上也要捆绑。凡你在地上所释放的，在天上也要释放。
Then he warned his disciples not to tell anyone that he was the Christ.
当下耶稣嘱咐门徒不可对人说他是基督。
There's a lot in this passage.
在这一段经文里面，耶稣阐述了很多的事情。
Today I just want to focus on one part of this passage.
但是今天我的信息重点只是放在一点上面。
When Jesus says, "I will build my church,"
当耶稣说我要建立我的教会。
We see in that first part of the "I will."
你看到第一部分他说我要。
This is Jesus' work.
这是耶稣的工作。
This is something that he is doing.
这是他所要做的。
This is something that he is actively involved in.
他是很积极的在做这件事情。
He has chosen us to help him in this work, but it is his work.
他选择了让我们来参与这件事工，但是这是他的事工。
After that, we see what he is doing.
那以后我们就会看到说耶稣的事工 是怎么样。
We see his focus.
我们可以看到他的重点是什么。
It says, I will build my church.
他说我要建立我的教会。
He is in the work right now of building his church.
他现在正在建立这个教会。
Part of that is for the church to grow and to develop.
那其中的一个重点就是要让教会能够成长，然后能够再上一层。
Another part is for it to expand.
那另外一个是让神的国他的教会能够扩张。
And we see that there's no stopping it.
那我们看见说没有任何东西能够阻挡。
At the end of that sentence, he says, "And the gates of Hades will not overcome it."
耶稣在最后说，阴间的权柄不能胜过他。
Right now, there is a global church planting movement.
现在有一个全球建立教会的运动。
The church is expanding.
教会在扩张。
God is doing something very special.
神在做一件特别的事情。
We've seen that people from everywhere are going everywhere.
你看到说在各地的人在往各地去。
It is not just the West going to the rest.
不只是西方的人去别的国家。
It is Latinos going to the Muslim world from Central America.
现在我们看到墨西哥人去回教徒国家。
It's Filipinos going to the Chinese world.
菲律宾人去中国人当中。
And Chinese going to Europe, Africa, and South America.
中国人去欧洲、非洲和南美洲。
God is doing something amazing in our world.
神的作为实在是奇妙。
When we see God's desire to reach all nations from the beginning of Scripture to the very end.
我可以看到在圣经里面的神实在是从头到尾都渴望万民都能够得救。
This idea to build his church is not a new passion for him.
建立这个神的教会并不是耶稣所想要做的一件新的事情。
In Genesis, we see God give Abram a promise.
在创世纪里面神已经给亚伯拉罕一个应许。
If you look at Genesis 12:1-3, you see that promise God gave to Abram.
如果你看创世纪十二章第一节到第三节的时候，你就会看到神记载他怎么样呼召亚伯拉罕。
Here we read it said, "The Lord said to Abram, 'Leave your country, your people, and your father's household, and go to the land I will show you.'"
耶和华对亚伯兰说，你要离开本地、本族、父家，往我所指示你去的地方。
He says, "I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing."
我必叫你成为大国，我必赐福给你。
And in verse 3, listen carefully. It says, "I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all the peoples on the earth will be blessed through you."
在第三节里面，他说，叫你的名为大，你也要叫别人得福。为你祝福的，我必赐福与他。那诅咒你的，我必诅咒他，地上的万族都要因你得福。
Did you see that?
你看得见吗？
Right at the end, God promises Abram that all peoples on the earth would be blessed through him.
在给亚伯拉罕应许的最后的时候，神说万民必因你得福。
Here we begin to see God's desire for all nations, not just Israel.
我们现在可以看得到说神的渴望不是只是为了以色列人，而是为全世界的人。
God's promise to Abram wasn't just for him.
神给亚伯拉罕的祝福不是只是为了他。
It was for us that we would be blessed through him.
也是为了我们，我们会得到祝福。
And it was for other people.
也是为了万民。
Some who haven't yet heard of Jesus Christ.
有些人还没有听到这个信息。
Many who still have no access.
很多人还没有机会听到。
God's desire for the nation weaves its way through Scripture.
我们知道说神他的渴望让全世界人都可以听到是贯穿了整本的圣经。
If you go to the last book of the Old Testament, we see it again.
我们看到新约里面最后的一本书的时候，我们再次能够看到神的心愿。
If you look at Malachi chapter 1, verse 11.
在旧约里面最后一本书，马拉基书第一章十一节如此说。
There it says, My name will be great among the nations, from the rising to the setting of the sun. In every place, incense and pure offerings will be brought to my name.Because my name will be great among the nations, says the Lord Almighty.
万军之耶和华说，从日出之地到日落之处，我的名在外邦人中必尊伟大，在各处人必奉我的名烧香献洁净的供物，因为我的名在外邦中必尊伟大。
Here in Malachi, we see the nation of Israel beginning to kind of fall apart.
那我们在马拉基书这本书里面，我们看到说以色列人在圣经里面最后一本书这里所形容的，他们是已经慢慢的在退后。
But God declaring and saying, "My name will be great among the nations."
但是耶稣神在这里来宣称，他说在所有的外邦人中，我必尊伟大。
At the end of the New Testament, we see it once again.
在新约的最后一本书，我们再次看见这幅图画。
In Revelation 7, we get a glimpse of the future, and we see all nations, all peoples worshiping God.
在启示录第七章里面，我们看到一点点将来的情况，万国和万民都要来敬拜他。
We look at Revelation chapter 7.
我们来看一下启示录第七章。
Now read verses 9 and 10.
好，我们一起来看第九跟第十节。
So after this, I looked, and there before me was a great multitude, and no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and in front of the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands, and they cried out in a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb."
此后我观看有许多的人，没有人能数过来，是从各国各族各民各方来的，站在宝座和羔羊面前，身穿白衣，手拿棕树枝，大声喊着说，愿救恩归于坐在宝座上我们的神，也归于羔羊。
The grand story of the Bible is that God lost something and he wants it back.
在圣经里面我们看到一个最伟大的故事，就是神失去了一个什么，但是他要把它要回来。
He wants what he lost and is willing to fight for it.
他要把失丧的、全力的把他们夺回。
He sent his son to die for it, and now he has sent us.
他差遣他的儿子为他们死，现在他又差遣了我们。
So how are we doing today?
但是看看我们今天到底我们做的怎么样。
We'll take a quick look at a diagram.
我们来看一看一个图表。
In this picture, you'll see the circle down below.
在这个图表里面，你们看到最底下那一部分。
This kind of lets you know how Christianity is growing.
这个图表让我们看到到底基督教它的成长的情况。
If you have in this circle, you see about 11%, a little bit over 11% are what we call evangelical Christians.
Okay, 我们在这里面看到大概有 11.2% 的这个人口，我们可以称他们为委身的基督徒就是他们会想要去传福音的基督徒。
There's another 19.9% of people who would say they're Christians but really don't have a personal faith in Christ.
20% 或19.9%的人我们可以称他们为挂名的基督徒他们自称是基督徒，但是不一定是照着神的话来活的。
Many of those people would be in America or Europe.
那很多这些人是在美国或者在欧洲的。
You'll meet them at work, at school. People who say they're Christians, but you know they really aren't.
你们经常会在工作的场所或在你们求学的地方碰到这样的人，他们自称是基督徒，但是你知道说他们并不是。
Then we see another 36% of people who have decided not to believe, even though they live in a place where they're accessible to the gospel.
Okay, 那大概36%的人口，他们是在以德之名中，或者在北美，欧洲这些地方，虽然他们是在已经福音已经传到的地方，但是他们还是没有信主的。
The part I want to focus on is this red part.
我想要请大家注意这个红色的那一部分。
There's almost 33% of people who do not believe but don't have access to the gospel.
这些是大概有33%的人口，他们是还没有信主，但是他们同时是在未得之名当中的。
They don't have a church in their neighborhood or in their community to go to.
他们在他们所住的这个社区里面没有教会他们可以去的。
They have no Christian friends or family members to talk to.
他们也没有基督徒的朋友，甚至家人，他们可以跟他们来交流的。
And in many of these areas, there's still no missionaries or others going or even really caring about them.
在这些所谓的未得之地这些地方他们确实是没有什么机会能够听到神的福音的。
As you can see, we've come a long ways.
我们虽然已经过了一个很长的过程。
There are more Christians today than there has ever been at any time in history.
今天我们在历史上来讲，我们是基督徒的人口是最多的。
But yet we see that there's still much work to be done.
但是我们知道还有很多的工作还需要去做。
There are still way too many people who've never heard the gospel.
还有太多的人还没有听到主的福音。
While we still have much work to do.
虽然我们还有很多的工作要做
，We can be assured that one day all nations, tribes, and peoples will stand before God and worship.
但是我们有一件事情是确定的，有一天万国万族和万民都要站在神面前来敬拜他。
And He has decided to do this through His church.
神决定要借着建立他的教会来成就这件事情。
God is not idle.
神的工作并没有停止。
He's not just sitting on his throne waiting for people to come to him.
他并不是坐在天上的宝座上等着看这件事情的成就。
God is on the move.
他在启动。
He is also moving his resources.
他在用他的资源。
Which are his body, the church, it's us.
就是他的教会，那也就是我们。
He's moving us to get his job done.
他来要启动我们来完成这个事工。
12 years ago, God moved our family from Michigan to Taiwan.
12年前，神感动我们一家从 Michigan 去了台湾。
Then God surprised us at the end of 4 years and moved us to China.
然后神又惊奇地把我们带去了中国大陆。
At times we wondered why.
有的时候我们会觉得很奇怪。
But we belong to God and we are His to move.
我们会问为什么，但是我们知道我们是属神的，我们静听他的差派。
Looking back at our time in China now, we begin to understand why he did what he did.
现在我们回想我们当初去中国大陆，我们现在就理解为什么神这样做。
In China, one of the people we were able to meet was named Melody.
在大陆时候，我们碰到一个女孩子叫做马乐迪。
I'm going to tell you a little bit of her story.
今天我要跟大家讲一下关于她的故事。
One day I went to visit one of my students named Paula.
有一天我去探访一位我的学生，她的名字叫 Paula.
She worked at a little convenience type store.
她在一家小店里面在上班。
As I walked down the narrow street in the shopping district, I saw Paula standing outside the store.
当我走在一个买卖的区的一条很小的石头窄路上的时候，我看到 Paula.
She was selling drinks to people as they walked by.
她站在店门口向路人卖饮料。
Paula wasn't planning to keep going in school.
她其实并没有计划要继续上学。
Her parents were very, very poor and she didn't feel she could go on.
她的父母是很贫穷的。
I was there to encourage her.
她不觉得她可以继续求学，那我在那个时候能够给她有一些鼓励。
To see what her needs were and to see if there's any way our team could help her continue in school.
我们想要知道我们怎么样能够来帮助她让她能够继续求学。
As we were talking, a girl in her young 20s working across the kind of the path there came over to talk.
当我们正在走在那个时候，有一个二十来岁的一个女孩子在对面的小店上班的，她走过来。
I learned that her name was Melody.
我们知道她名字叫音乐。
Actually, when I first met her, her name was Music. She called herself Music. We changed it later to Melody.
她原来她的名字叫音乐 Music. 后来是把她改成叫 Melody.
Melody worked in a little clothing shop, kind of about the size of a closet. Very, very small little clothing shop.
她原来是在一家很小的服装店店小的像家里你们那个衣橱那么大。
She asked if she could come to the school to learn English.
她来问我们说她可不可以跟我们来一起学英文。
We talked for a while and I invited her to come to the school.
我们在讨论之后她在下个学期就开始来我们的学校。
At the beginning of the next semester, Melody was there and ready to go.
她在下个学期刚开始的时候她就加入我们的学校。
She wanted to be in the middle class, but after testing her, we realized she knew very, very little English.
她原来是想要上中级班，但是我们给她一个测试，发现到说她应该要从初级班开始上。
Now I'd like to have Melody share through video a little bit of her story.
那我们是想经过一个这个 video 给大家看一下玛丽迪她的故事。
So I come from Yi nationality group. So Yi is when large, about 7 million. We have three kind of Yi in my nationality. Black Yi is a king, and white Yi is just normal people, and they can live in freedom. But slave Yi, they are needed to work for the black Yi.My mom is from the slave Yi. My father's a black Yi. Black Yi only can marry with black people and have never married with slave Yi. So my mother and my father, they will get married, but it was very hard for them.My village is a very small village. Because we live in a mountain, we have no road, we have no electricity, we have no school. I needed to walk 2 hours to go to school to study. So our teacher just graduated from the middle school. So in this way, their teachers teach us very well.Where we stay at the mountain, so we can see the beautiful cars. And when I was thinking someday, if I can sit in this kind of nice car, is enough. I don't want to stay at home to live my parents' life. I wanted to come out to earn the money and give my parents and make them live a comfortable life. I met a lady who come from Beijing. I told to her about my dreams, and so she said, if I wanted to study English in Yangshu, there has a lot of English school in there, and then so I can work for her, and I can study in there. Before, I just wanted to learn the English from there.My life has been changed. I become a Christian. My home village, it is far away from the place where I study. I kept calling them and they kept calling me. And we didn't see each other for years and never talked to each other.My family and my neighbors has a little bit trouble with each other. And then so my neighbor said they wanted to come to my family to kill all of my families. So if my family died and I can't see them anymore and I become an orphanage. So after that, I decided the life is more important for the materials. And then I decided to come home to share the good news. After I experienced all kind of things, and I think everybody need a father. I really don't like live in my village. It's part of the father creative. And it doesn't matter you live in a village and in a city, but most important thing is your heart and so how much we love the father.
美乐当初离开他的家的时候，他的梦想是要能够得到一份好的工作来供应他的家人。
She's decided to go back to her village to live there to be with her family and with those who hate her family to share the gospel.
但是他决定他要回到他的家乡，跟那些仇恨他家人的人分享神的福音。
Today, Send is in the process of putting together a team to go with Melody to her village and to live there.
今天我们的 Send 这个机构在组成一个团队，要一起跟美乐来同工，和他自己的人民能够分享福音。
There are already a couple of Filipinos who said, I will go with Melody.
我们现在有一对或者两对这个菲律宾的夫妇，他们说我们愿意去。
And now we're looking for more members of that team for those who speak Chinese and have other skills to go with her.
那我们现在是继续在找那些有语言的这个天分的一些人能够去做这项事工。
Christ said that he will build his church.
基督说他要建立他的教会。
It will expand.
他会扩张。
And the gates of hell will not be able to hold it back.
阴间的权势不能够阻挡。
In order for Melody's people to be reached with the gospel, some will have to go.
为了让美乐可以向他自己的人民传福音，有些人需要能够去。
Some will have to stay here to help find people for the ministry.
有些人需要留在这边，然后找一些人来做这些事工。
Some are going to need to stay to train the people and to kind of guide them into this ministry.
那有些人要留下来帮助训练这些人，让他们能够有效力的去做这样的事工。
Others will need to pray and to support them financially.
有些人需要在为他们祷告和给他们一些奉献。
God gave my family the great privilege of being on the front lines in Taiwan and China.
神给我们有这个特权，在福音的战场的最前线上。在中国大陆和台湾去帮忙建立教会。
To be involved in starting new churches amongst the Hakka in Taiwan and then in China.
我曾经在台湾这个客家的族当中来建立教会，在中国大陆也有这样的机会。
After nearly a year in China, God decided to move us again.
在中国大陆待了一年之后，神又差遣我们到另外一个地方。
It wasn't a move that we wanted or that we would have chosen.
这不是一个我们想要或者自己所选择的迁移。
But God decided to move us.
但是这是神所做的决定。
This time he moved us to be involved in more of the worldwide ministries of Send International.
现在他是帮助我们在不止在亚洲地区，而且是在全球的事工上，在 Send 这个机构里面有份。
Send's mission statement, our purpose, is to mobilize God's people and engage the unreached in order to establish reproducing churches.
Send 的终极目标是要动员神的子民和让未得之民的能听到福音来建立有增长能力的教会。
Our end goal is to see new churches started who will be able to start their own churches and will be able to move on in their communities.
我们最后的目标是希望能看到新的教会最终能够执行的教会。
We want churches and church planting to become viral.
我们希望能够看到教会跟教会的职堂能像细菌般的来扩展。
Our goal, like Christ, is to build this church, to see it grow and to expand.
我们的目标就是要像基督一样来建立教会，来看到教会的成长和扩张。
In order to do that, people must be mobilized to engage the unreached.
为要能够做到这一点，我们需要动员神的子民。
My ministry here in the U.S. is to see Christians and churches mobilized to engage the unreached.
我们在美国的事工是要帮助动员基督徒和教会去向未得之民来传。
As the mobilization director for SEND in the U.S., it's my privilege to work with a group of guys and ladies around the U.S. to help mobilize the church.
我现在的工作就是动员部的主任，将要在全美国来发掘一些能够被动员。去海外宣教士来装备他们。
We see the needs around the world of people who do not yet have the gospel.
我们知道说还没有听到福音的这些地方是有很大的需要。
It's our desire to multiply our lives so that many people will go and help find those people.
我们的渴望是要希望能够让许许多的人能够被动员起来，像我们一样的在未得之民之中来传神的福音。
Without mobilization of new missionaries, the unreached won't be engaged, and the church won't be started.
如果我们没有被动员起来的话，那些未得之民依然会变成未得之民。
My wife Lisa does much of the same ministry now.
我的妻子Lisa现在跟我一起在同工做这项事工。
Except her focus is very much on China and mobilizing for missionaries to China.
她的重点，她事工的重点是在中国大陆。
How can you be involved in what Christ is doing around the world?
我们要能够怎么样参与这项事工呢？
Here are three different ways.
现在我让大家看到有三个重点。
First of all, you can partner with people in prayer to help raise up new workers. Pray that God would send forth new missionaries.
第一个你们如果愿意跟我们一起同工，跟神祷告。求神兴起工人去寻求未得之民。
Without prayer, everything that we do, all of missions is futile.
没有祷告，我们所做的全是枉然。
Missions begins and ends in prayer.
宣教要从祷告开始，而且要继续不断的祷告。
In 2 weeks, I will be in Poland and the Czech Republic.
在两个礼拜之后，我会到波兰跟捷克东欧那块地方。
To meet with missionaries there and national pastors.
我在那边会跟宣教士跟那边的牧师们能够会面。
And they're going to tell me one thing.
他们会告诉我一件事情。
That we need more missionaries.
我们需要更多的宣教士。
If you look at like a country like Poland today, there are 2,500 counties within Poland.
在波兰大概有2000多个这个郡。
And only about 200 of those counties have a church of any size.
其中只有200个左右的郡里面是有教会的。
Most of the country, there's no church, no believers at all.
在很多其他国家，甚至连一个教会也不一定存在。
So our first job needs to be to pray that God would send forth workers.
所以我们第一个工作是要向神好好的祷告。
Secondly,
第二
will you consider going yourself?
你有没有考虑到说你自己也可以去？
Will you release yourself and your ambitions to go?
你会不会放弃你自己的梦想，然后愿意去？
Will you release your children and your grandchildren to go?
你愿不愿意让你的孩子或你的孙子去？
I worked in a Chinese church long enough to know that it's difficult to let our kids go.
我在中国的教会当中已经待了一段时间，我知道中国人的父母非常困难，所以要让他们的子女去宣教的工厂。
But it's exciting when I was at Urbana this past year, the number of Asians and Chinese Americans who were there wanting to serve Christ.
今年我参加了这个 Urbana 他们每年有一个福音动员大会里面我看到许许多多的亚洲的孩子们。
But when I would talk to them at Urbana and say, what's going to hold you back? They always say, my parents.
当我问他们说什么会阻止你们让你们去宣教的工厂，他们一般的回答是说我们的父母亲。
So please, please release your kids to do what God wants them to do.
所以请你 为了神的缘故，让你的子女能够去做宣教的工作。
If you yourself are interested in going, I know SEND has big needs right now in Taiwan and China for people who can speak Chinese.
如果你自己愿意去的话，我们现在 SEND 有很大的需要啊，能够会讲中文的，尤其是能够讲中文的，到那边去啊传神的福音。
And when I would talk to our missionaries in Russia, that work with a Buddhist group there, they said, "Please send us Asians."
当我在苏联的时候啊，有很多苏联的这些牧师跟我们说，我们当中有很多佛教徒，你可不可以差遣那些会说中文人到我们这边来，向他们传福音
？There are places around the world where Chinese can be very, very effective, much more effective than Caucasian.
那在很多这个福音的工厂上能够说中文的人，其实他们的传福音的果效会比我们这些白人或者欧洲人能够更有效。
So the first thing is that we need to pray.
所以第一个我们需要祷告。
Pray that God would send workers.
神会差遣他的工人。
Secondly, ask ourselves, should I go?
第二，是不是我应该去？
And lastly, it must decide, will you financially support others that God is sending?
最后，你愿意在经济上来支持那些神呼召去扩展神在世界上的事工吗？
If there's somebody within this church or somebody who comes here who says, it's my passion to go, God's sending me to go, we need to support them the best we can.
那你可能会发现到说，在教会里面有些人说，神要呼召我去做这个事工。你愿意在经济上来支持他们吗？
Without some sacrifice on our part, others won't be able to go.
如果我们不愿意牺牲的话，别人就没有办法去。
Lisa and I, my wife and I, would also love to invite you to consider partnering with us.
我跟 Lisa, 希望能够邀请你们考虑在祷告和经济上与我们同工。
Since returning home, many of our churches have said we can't support you because you now live in the U.S.
自从我们回到美国之后，有一些教会他说我们现在不能够再支持你们，因为你们现在已经不在福音的工厂上了。
Other churches and individuals just been hit really hard with the economy.
因为最近这个经济的情况有些教会跟弟兄姐妹们他们发现说他们没有能力来支持我们的事工了。
And if we're to continue in our ministry of mobilization, we need people to partner with us.
如果我们需要继续做这个动员的工作的话，我们需要有弟兄姐妹来跟我们一起同工。
It's our desire to see God's glory spread through all the nations.
我们的渴望是要看神的荣耀在全世界各地能够宣扬。
To see some closure to the Great Commission.
能够看到这个神的这个大使命能够完成。
It's my desire that you will pray for God to send out workers.
我的渴望是希望我们大家一起能为这个事工来祷告。
That you will consider going yourself.
你会考虑说你自己愿意去。
And that if God calls you to stay, that you will support those who are going.
如果神呼召你留下来的话，你会愿意来支持那些要去的人。
God is going to build His church.
神要建立他的教会。
And he's given us a great invitation to work together with him.
他给我们一个极大的邀请，让我们能够与他一起同工。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Dear Father, we do thank you for what you are doing in the world.
在天父，我们在感谢你，你今天在全世界各地所做的事工。
We thank you that you are moving Filipinos to go work in Taiwan.
我们谢谢你，你动员了一些菲律宾人到台湾去宣讲福音。
We thank you that you have saved Melody and you have sent her back with others to her village.
我们谢谢你，你救了美乐，然后她到她自己家乡，为要宣扬你的福音。
Dear Father, we thank you for your heart for the nations.
天父，我们感谢你，你对世界上所有的人所给的爱。
Because of that, you were able to save all of us.
因为如此，你救了我们。
Thank you so much for your son and his sacrifice that he made.
我们再感谢你跟你儿子所做的牺牲。
Dear God, I just pray that you would allow us to make the same type of sacrifices.
求主也帮助我们能够做同样的牺牲。
So we know it will be for our great joy to work together with you to see the church expand.
我们知道当我们与你一起同工的时候，我们可以经历到这极大的喜乐。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
奉耶稣名求，阿们。就让大家知道一下他们关于他们的事工的介绍，在外面是有一份。那如果你们愿意为他们事工奉献的话，那些information 都在那个单子上面。
For your sharing and your reminder of the important work that so many lost